to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
There's these kids at my complex. They started bullying my kid now.
Oh.
So I'm like, good shot. It's time for me to step up.
Yeah, finally. Be a father.
Finally.
I was about to say, lucky you, bro. Oh, that happens. Lucky you, man.
Hey, but it was weird because I never had a father growing up. Yeah, because I never had a father growing up, right? So I didn't know what to do.
But you had father figures, surely.
Yeah, but we never spoke about bullying. It was one of those, you solve it by yourself, you know?
When you got bullied, how did you sort that out?
Because I was a nerd in high school, and it didn't help that I was crazy, because that was like frowned upon. Like, they used to tease me for being on TV.
Damn.
It just kind of like, they just kind of stopped. Eventually, yeah.
And you're small, so like you attract bullies.
Exactly.
Generally. Yeah. So you're a nerd, so worst combination.
So I sit him down. I'm like, my boy, listen, this is how we're going to do this thing.
Yeah.
We know you're small, so you can't fuck them up. You can't beat them up. But you are my son. You've got the brains.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So use your mind.
Yeah.
So I told him what he must do, né, is like whenever they tease him, he must just laugh along, right? Because essentially what they're trying to do is like they get satisfaction like when he cries. And
yes.
So they get satisfaction.
That's the reaction they desire.
Yes.
To see pain.
So don't give them that, my boy.
Yes, or suffering. Yeah.
Yes. We know what you must do. Just laugh. So whatever they say, you must just laugh.
I don't think it's a major nutcase. Yeah. Oh.
So he's the only one in the crew who doesn't have a bike. He's got like, you know, those scooters, the one where you roll like with your legs.
The scooter, the one leg.
So I'm like, yeah, when they tease you about not having a bike, whatever, just say, I know, I'm saving one. I'm saving up for one. If I do well in school, I'll get one. Mm. And just laugh it off. He's like, okay, cool. I'm like, whatever they say, you must just laugh, okay? Mm. He's like, all right, cool. 30 minutes later. So now we're practicing. So I'm pretending I'm the bullies.
Oh, wow, man.
Then I go to him, I'm like, Ziggy, your nose is big. He's like, yeah, I know, it's big. Very big. Then I ended up laughing at him. It was so funny.
Wow, man.
But do you think I handled it well?
I think that's the right approach.
Yeah.
I think that's the right approach.
What should have I said?
What's the bullying, though? It depends. Well, how are they bullying your kid? Like, it depends on the extent of the bullying.
Mm.
Like, it's just remarks.
Yeah, remarks. He's an easy target. You know, like you're saying,
that's teasing.
Small. Yeah,
playground teasing.
Yeah.
Now you handled it well. I don't think you must get involved in playground teasing, because that's what built kids. That's what built us. You know what I mean? I was laughing now with Thabang because we're very dark. And I don't know about you, you're much younger than me, but growing up.
And darker.
Yeah, and much darker.
Yeah.
Growing up, though, we used to get teased as umnyaman. You know what I mean? Like, and that's
this
shit
is black
built
on
you.
Black violence.
On Human Rights Day.
Human Rights Day. Hey, okay.
You know, that shit builds you. You know what I mean? Like, I was never fat as a kid. You know, that shit has happened, like, later in life. But having these weird characteristics where people feel like they can tease you, it builds you, builds a thick skin, and also you learn to rebuttal as well. But if my mom would have jumped in every time I get teased, I remember the first time my mom gave me permission to fuck up someone.
Yeah.
You know, because I've always been a big kid, though. And I remember crying. In fact, I think she was having sex with a boyfriend, right?
Ah.
No, for real. No. Hey, I'll tell you why. No, you know this thing. Wait. No, man. No, but no. Wait. Hear me out. No, man. Come on. I want to put it like that.
I'm a helicopter, I'm on a plane.
Come on, guys. Our parents had sex, you know what I mean? Just like how your kids knock on your door, you having sex, so they come knocking on your door, you having sex. So it was a Sunday or a weekend.
Wait, has that ever happened?
What?
Kanye, you said,
my kids coming in.
Hey.
We make sure that they get in, they like entertain them, keep them busy. Like, we put on Cocomelon for the little one. Oh. we'll have a good 30 minutes.
Wow, he's planting another melon. No, but look. But it has happened where they want
you
your
just
attention.
Got Simpiwe excited with Cocomelon.
Cocomelon.
You just got...
Get with Cocomelon.
Yeah. The wheels go around, the bus round.
Yeah, play that as your intro when you DJ, bro. Yeah, I'm Cocomelon, boy. You know how DJs have intros.
You'll be surprised. People will sing along.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember when Ishmael remixed Takalani?
We all got excited, bro.
Then they fucked up the rollout of the song. But they took too long to drop it. But we all got excited when we heard the snippet, remember? Yeah. Yeah. Then nothing came of it. So I'm running home. Yeah, well, so it was like, I remember, like, Boma 96, 7. You know? And like my area, Bugna Mashat, you know, before like other people built and stuff. Yeah. And then the government came and filled in.
Like it's Ganga kind of vibe.
Yeah, Bugna Ikanga, you know, Ikanga, Kanga, but Bugna Mashat, yeah. Like one of the first few houses built in that area, 91. So 96, Nyakichi, Makona, Bang Kwaka, you know?
Okay.
Run home. Yeah, well, I see the car. Oh, boyfriend is whatever. But you're a kid. You're not thinking these things. You know? But only now, I'm like, they were probably shagging. Mama, Usmanman, young sugar, young shire, you know? And she was frustrated, though, because it was the first time I saw her snap at me. Mm. And I'm thinking, why is she snapping at me? Oh, you know what I mean? And she's like, no, I'm shy. I was like, oh, for real? Because I was always scared that if I fuck someone up, they will come home and I was in trouble. Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, for real? Yeah. Oh, shit.
That's good.
You know? Then from that day, I fucked some people up who fuck with me up. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think not being involved and just letting the kid defend it, but helping him strategize, that's where the dad thing comes in. That's where the dad, because my mom, with the fighting one, I was like, yeah, sure, let's fight. Mm. With the teasing one, it never got to her because, like at home, I just managed to, you know, build that thick skin myself with words and stuff. But, like, that's the perfect way to handle it, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, it gives them it's not just they're saying this, I fuck them up. You know what I mean? Because they're not hitting him. Mm. They're just saying stuff. Mm-hmm. So you'll deal with it. You've helped him to deal with it in a more superior way. Mm. You know what I mean?
I was teaching my son to have, like, to also have comebacks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, also just learn to, just don't take it. Because I think he was telling me recently that I think kids were talking about his teeth. So he's got a bit of a dental issue. Like, his teeth are just growing at the wrong places. Mm-hmm. So obviously, you know, it's a joke for a lot of kids, you know. So I'm like, no, just have comebacks, you know. Look at their teeth and I'm sure you'll find some problem. And look at their face and, you know, just be quick with comebacks.
So, yeah, find something.
You know, find something.
Give us an example of a comeback.
Just tell them to prepare the comebacks, rather.
You want to do? Give us an example of a comeback.
Come
on.
Like, see what my teeth can do. Yeah. No, not like that. But yeah, anyway. Yeah. Just
be rude back.
Yeah,
right?
Some things, these things, I'm like, don't. Because it was like, it even started out like, oh, your teeth are crooked. Yes, they are crooked.
Like your mama.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, actually, yes. Actually, just say everything I say, just say like your mom. Like your mama. Like your mother. Like your mom. What? Like your mom. Like your mom.
Oh, man.
Who else got bullied here in the room? Mm. Tato, you're a PK. You got bullied, I'm sure. Never. Dude, you never got bullied.
Tato's got comebacks. Yeah, I think he's the bully.
Busy, you never got...
What did they say? Well, how did they bully you? I'm curious.
Curious, man.
Because there's nothing to bully.
What did they say last week?
From my ass can see.
At school.
No, they're still bullying you.
At school.
At recess.
No, in primary, I once stopped a fight with praying, with the Bible. And from there, I just started getting bullied for being a Mamfundisi and a nun. All church-related things. Mm. But yeah, I got bullied.
Wait, how did you stop a fight by praying?
I don't like violence. Mm. And I was a leader. So when, you know how kids gather when there's a fight. Mm. So I don't know, something inside of me just said, enter. And when I got in, because my grandmother's a pastor and my dad was a youth pastor back then, I was like, okay, prayer.
So you pull them both. You pull them both.
Wow. So not pulling them, but I raised the hand and was like, Randa Basente.
What a mature thing to do, though. Like,
but that whole speaking in tongues shit was never big during our time, was it? No. I never heard it even once, and I went to church my entire childhood. But now it's big. Which church? Okay, we see it though, so it's not like the.
Okay, yeah, we're. Yeah,
it's not. Yeah. But even in the born again churches, like when I used to visit my. You know, like. Unokvarashi suntu nlabangan bako. Uyawazi, I was just forced to. You never heard those things. Yeah, this speaking in tongues thing, it seems to be, and it's always been in the Bible, but it seems to be very popular and popping in the last like 15 years or so. Yeah.
No way. I remember way back, there were the least, you know, the leaders who were able to pray in tongues.
When you were like a kid, like, five, like 10. For real.
Way back, KZN, yes.
What do these tongues sound like, guys?
Like, school please us. Demonstrate.
Just mix it up.
Just make shit up.
Yeah, that's it.
No, you, like, I don't think you make
you're
shit up.
You're on the right track.
No.
I was getting I felt a force underneath my seats. Go on.
Let's call someone and just start speaking.
Oh, yeah.
Let's call someone. Who can we call?
Who?
Neo, oh, Neo's not here.
No, Neo will know that we're shooting.
Does he know the shooting?
Yeah, he knows.
Oh, fuck, who can you call? From the network, someone from the network? Zile? Osima?
Opala?
Bala. No, Bala, you'll think it's important. Zile?
Who's younger?
Yanda. Yanda Woods.
Yanda Woods?
Will she get it? She's a bit serious, though.
Yeah. Zile.
Zile. Zile's sick.
Is it? Oh, shame, man. What's wrong with Zile?
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We can say we have a pastor here who's about to heal you.
No, we just go. As soon as the answer goes, go. And then you must join in.
please help this.
Let's go. Oh, what's wrong with him? Why is he sick? Oh, his tooth removed. Oh, yes, I saw on his WhatsApp.
What tooth got removed? I don't remember having a wisdom tooth removed.
Pray, child of God. What about popcorn?
Do you feel it? Do you feel the spirit?
Receive the healing.
He's like, yo, bro, people from my whole province, Makari. He's thinking, people from my whole province. He's thinking, oh shit, they got my number in the village. He's like, oh fuck, they got my number in the village.
They're about to release the lightning.
But that's true, though. That's the only thing you can do.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Soliano is here. Tibla is here. Ghost Lady is here. Dudu is here. Tato is here. Shots by Tabang is here. Fat Checker is here. Simpiwe DJ PJ is here. So we get a call from SABC.
How? Not SABC.
Listen to the story.
Oh, you got a call.
Well, Saul, did you get the call too?
So myself and Saul, we get a call from SABC. They're like, the numbers are bad, guys. We need you.
How?
That's terrible. So we're like, say less. Oh. We're going to make TV great again.
Okay.
Making a red cap.
So yeah, man, they called us. We're going to be doing a new gaming show on SABC 2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're back on TV.
Back on TV.
SABC.
SABC 2. So they're doing all restructuring. So SABC 1 is going to be like a youth channel. SABC 2 is going to be like a family channel.
And you're a family?
Of course.
What do you mean? He just told his son how to avert bullying.
Yeah.
And
father of the year.
Oh. He just told his son how to deal with bullying. Is he not a family man? Do I not have a child that I picked up from school today?
Oh, okay, okay.
And
okay.
That's actually one. Was that lady? What's her name?
Which one?
On stage.
Oh, yesterday, because yeah, yesterday they did the whole unveiling thing.
Yeah, and asking us like, but you guys are like, you know, I'm like, but guys, we're fathers and we also have families and stuff. You know what I mean? Like when we're here, it's like we're with our chilling with our boys in a club, in a strip club, at a bar. At a bri, we can say whatever, you know, because we're like that. But also, that's not the rich.
Zina's calling back, should answer.
Yeah. You say, but I tell a pet up, send down, send down.
Send,
gosh.
Hey, he's gonna watch the show and fucking be on the floor, bro. Anyway, yeah, you're saying, my dog.
Yeah. So like, yeah, it's a family show. So then I think I'm not sure what's happening with the SABC3 stuff because I think they explained that a bit later. We're gone by then.
Yeah.
And then they've got like a partnership with BBC. They've got a whole streaming thing. So they're going to be having like fresh shows from BBC. So they're really working hard to catch up with Netflix, Showmax, everybody else, YouTube, everybody else, you know, that's doing cool things. And I think the South Africans deserve quality content.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And people being hired for their talent as well, you know, because we're tired of also seeing just pretty faces who probably got their gigs through couch casting or a friend of a friend because we don't have friends there, you know? Mm. So I think they're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, and I'm excited, man. I haven't been on TV in like 20 years. Well, I haven't
so
done TV
kind of
in like 20 years.
What kind of game show is this?
Saul knows it
it's called Raid the Cage. Raid the Cage.
Raid the Cage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a gaming show.
Yeah, yeah, it's a gaming show. So basically, it's two people, right? Yeah. It's... These are friends, right? This is a cage.
That's a cage, okay.
Yeah, then there's other two people. They're going to compete. I don't know eventually how they're going to decide the winner, but there's a cage full of everything. Yeah, it's like you're in a macro or a game, right? Ooh, imagine with a lot of things. There's money, there's trips away, there's
cars,
TVs, fridges, cars. You know what I mean? Like a lot of things that you can just take. There's money, there's cameras, there's a lot of things. And then you as friends or sisters, brothers, siblings,
partners,
whatever you are,
yeah.
Decide who's going to be with
us.
One of the hosts, us, being asked questions, right? And each question they get right buys this person who's going to get into the cage time.
Ooh.
But they don't know how much time they have. They don't know what they got right, what they got wrong. All they know is they've got time. It's limited based on what they answer.
Mm.
And then they need to take as much stuff out of the cage.
Ooh.
So it's like 2021 looting. But nigga, you know? They were like, Terrestrials love looting. They're so good. Bring the show to South Africa because it's an international show. But legally. So you must loot as much as you can.
Okay. Yes.
But now there's people like chilling here. They know when the time runs out, they then start counting down. The door here closes, right? If it closes with you inside, everything you took out is insignificant. Oh. You didn't win. Mm. You need to be out. Your entire body needs to be out
of the cage.
Then
with the
you
stuff,
win everything. Yeah.
With the stuff that you're supposed to take
out. Yeah. So, if you know,
so how do you get out at
if
the
you know
car?
This motherfucker is smart and you know that you are strong and there's a Mini, for example, or any car you feel you can push out and you get maximum time and you can push the car out and get yourself out. Because you don't start the car. I think you can like... I'm out
hand that's a good question. Open. Yeah, how do you get the car out?
Yeah, you push it. The gate is wide enough.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, the gate is wide enough.
Okay.
And that's essentially the game. It's like, it's an international game. Mm. You can Google it and see the international variation of the game.
Raid the gates.
Raid,
so you're
raid the cage.
Raiding the cage. You raid and loot. And
I think it's going to be good for us because, you know, like obviously people that watch the show that are chillers get what we do.
Yeah.
But there's a whole other, a lot of other people who just think we're like misogynist, homophobic, all that bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're like cleaning our brand.
Oh, yeah.
We're washing the brand.
And giving them good talent as well and good TV and everything else. You know, creativity.
You know, funny enough, there was a big telecommunications company that wanted to sponsor Spreading Humors. So we signed the contract, boom, boom, they were excited, we were excited. And then they pulled out because they found out that the show was on my network. Yeah,
exactly.
And then they pulled out, they're like, oh, these guys are controversial. You know, the whole bullshit.
Yeah. Wow. And imagine, this show is going to be like from Monday to Friday, 30 minutes every day.
Every day?
It's going where Skim Sam is going to be. It is. So, and Skim Sam is the most watched show.
You guys are about to be national treasure.
Oh, Skim Sam.
Oh, ah, Skim Sam. Oh,
Skim Sam. But it was so crazy because we're at the event yesterday in a Ghost Lady.
Okay.
It was an industry event. SABC, celebrities, all this stuff. And I haven't been to one of those in years, bro. So it felt so weird. And then I was talking to some of the celebrities. I'm like, hey, man, I hate these events, like these industry events. And all of them said they hate them too.
Why?
But they're all there.
Because you get there, it's fake, like fake love. You can feel the tension. But no one is expressing it.
Yeah.
But everybody's going to walk up to everybody expressing love and everything else. It's just like...
So it's so very pretentious.
And don't forget, we're all fighting for the same bag.
Yes. Ooh. So there were people there who hate the fact that, oh, fuck these guys. But they said, fuck everything. Fuck the establishment. fuck. Why are they? You know what I mean? Yeah. And to give up my ass to get this gig, I deserve that gig as well. You know what I mean? So you can feel it. Some people weren't happy with it. Like, people didn't clap for us, did they?
No, they didn't.
So there was a whole big surprise. Like, okay, you guys won't believe it, but here's a show. It's going to be one of the biggest shows there on SABC2 coming up. We're changing the game. Can you guess who it is, you know?
It's two best friends.
Two best friends.
Major League DJs.
Someone's in the crowd said, Major League DJs! Major League!
And then someone's like, at the back, is like, Mac G!
Yeah. So me, I'm on the back straight. I'm like, Mac G! Right? And then when they announced this, obviously, you know? And then there was like a mild reception. Yeah, like,
there were a few chillers in the corner there.
Yeah, no.
Like five or four.
No, but there was even a guy who was a chiller. I was like, yo, bro, I didn't say this. You didn't hear it. I love you guys. I'm a chiller. You know what I mean? But we're like, oh, my man, don't relax. It's fine, dog. We're here now, you know? You can express that you're a chiller.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because clearly someone at the top had to approve it. And maybe they're chillers, or maybe the production company had to convince them to say, they can do it. They are good. They can get the job done. You know what I mean? So yeah. Shout out to Anel is the producer.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah. It's Roses and Oaks. I get it now. The name of the production company because she's the Rose
and Frankie.
And see, there's two other guys who are the Oaks. But the name makes it sound like it's Roses and Oaks, as in the oak trees and a rose because of the plant. But I'm like, oh. So when I checked who's the city, because Anela was the person, the liaison person.
Yes.
Shout out to Anela, man.
Shout out to her. And also, for me, that's one of the reasons I did it, because it's like, she gets it. You know what I mean? She's been there. Like, you know, because a lot of people who make the decisions within, you know, the media space, TV space, radio space, have never done a single day of radio, a single day of TV, a single day of podcasting or whatever. So it's better when you get someone who's been there, knows, you know, what goes, what works. Even me or even him, you know that you can go off script a bit, you can push the envelope a bit, you know it's a family show, but it will be someone who'll be like, no, that's fine.
That's fine.
I like that. That's cool. You know what I mean? Because they've been there, you know? So yeah, so I was like, okay, cool. I'll do it because you are the one who's going to say, oh, have the approval. Obviously, you're sent to channel to approve, but you can sit with them at a table and also say, I approved because of X and Y and Z, and you get what goes into it, and you respect the craft of it as well.
So would you have declined if she was not?
I was going to be very skeptical. Yeah. Yeah, I was. But because of her and the respect, admiration that I have for her and what she does, you know what I mean? And watching the shows, she's behind, like,
the Masked Singer,
for example, you know what I mean? So you're like, shit, you want to tap into that as well.
Because if it wasn't for her, if they had brought up our names in that boardroom, people were going to think, oh, these guys are going to drink. They're going to swear on a family show, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Like, if we maybe presented a show like that, I'm like, it's going to be podcast now, you know, on the TV. You know what I mean? So, yeah. It's like the same way I'm on the radio every day.
Yeah.
The kids love me.
Yes.
Parents of the kids love me.
Yeah.
They know what I'm on the podcast, saying what I say, doing what I do. But there's a different space. And it's not I'm a different person.
Exactly.
It's the father, family guy there. You know, then here it's the Yauti, Chita, just a dude.
You done the show Hungover?
On thingy.
On Kaya?
Barely, eh?
Barely.
I used to do a lot of shows Hungover and why. But now, barely. Barely. Because on Sundays. Yeah?
With so many gigs.
But who's it? I don't drink, eh? I'll go in on Saturday. I'll drink, but not like to get drunk. I'll drink to keep you hangover, but I can have 8 hours of sleep and I'm good. I'm tired, yeah. Not hung, because I also don't get, have you ever heard me complain about a hangover though?
Oh yeah, you don't get it. You drink
I don't
a lot
get
of
hungover,
water, yeah.
That's the thing. I don't get hungover. So I've drank day before a gig. Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm a grown guy. I'll drink if I want to drink. But I will be sober in the morning. You know, and I don't get hungover. My head is heavy, you know.
What about tipsy? Have you done a show tipsy? Those are nice.
I think I have. Like, you know, like from, you'll always have some alcohol from a previous night, you know? But tipsy enough, you can read, you can function, you're good. You don't reek of alcohol. You showered, okay, you're not drunk. But like, yeah, there's still alcohol in the system. Yeah, definitely. Remember, I overslept when we did the Road to 1 Million, but I was meant to do a show then. I definitely would have been tipsy from the previous night, but I got home at like 3. Instead of driving to Kaya and sleeping in the car, decided to sleep home because I had missed a lot of days, so I felt like, fuck, you know? And then everybody was like, why don't you take the day off? The management was like, why don't you take a day off?
Yeah.
Now I need to give your ass a warning, nigga. Because you didn't pitch up for work.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, you didn't pitch up for work, you didn't pick up your call, you didn't do anything, you know? And someone drove to my place, tried to get me to wake up. I didn't hear them. They were like shouting names through like the bathroom, that side, you know? So they're like, oh, why didn't you take the day off? I was like, oh, I felt bad. I missed too many days. I was like, no. Oh, now we need to give you a warning. Yeah. Oh, no, that's fine. I get it. Because it's in the contract. Like, you miss it. You don't, you're absconding. You don't report. You can't get a hold of. We don't know what happened to you. There's no stand-in. You just didn't come.
But if you look at it in hindsight, YFM fucked us up, ne?
Hey!
Hey, YFM fucked us up, man.
YFM was like the transition I made, ne?
Hey.
When I remember when, so from grade 7, I was in a public school, Glenview Primary. And then grade 8, I went to a private school, right? Only because my mom couldn't find a school for me because we're living in Fort Slow and all the schools wanted you to have an address from around.
Yes, you know,
to be eligible to go there. Oh. And now all the schools we tried let me down. Brecon Downs refused me, Sunnet Park, all the schools. And my mom wasn't corrupt enough to know that you can actually just fake a proof of address or get someone with the same surname. So now I was forced to go to the school, which is a private school, right? Yeah. So when I got there, so my school fucked me up. Like, I could come without my homework done. You know, it's like, whatever. It's like, fuck it. It's still done.
Yeah.
Yo, bro, I spent 3 weeks. They took, you know, those tables, those desks, single student desk. I was in the English class, I remember, St. Catherine's in Lambton, Miss Barrow. I was outside for 3 weeks because I didn't do a Hitler fucking assignment.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah, I didn't
so
do a Hitler.
So you just sat there?
For 3 weeks. Before our class got it there, because, you know, you change classes, my table is outside. They put my table outside. And it was my punishment, you know? And then I had a rude awakening. Oh, fuck, things don't work like this.
It doesn't work like this.
In these spaces, you know what I mean? Things don't work like this. Fuck, I'm like, fuck. I thought I'm more of a child, you know? Like,
yeah.
I didn't do my homework, so what? Wrong, dude, must do your homework, and yeah. So it's like that when you move from YFM.
Hey, dude, YFM.
Even worse, 947.
Ah, yeah, YFM fucked us up. I don't know if I've told this story,
no.
But I remember, like, it was during one of the first few weeks I just started at Y, you know? So remember, I'm fresh out of high school. So I get to Y, Mosquito's doing an OB. So I'm there shadowing Mosquito. And just bear in mind, I'm fresh out of high school. This is the first thing I see at YFM. Mosquito's doing an OB at some event. I think it was Wema Pam, Fed Cook in my Wood Day event.
Spring Fest.
And then the blind DJ, you know the blind DJ, what's his name?
Phobia.
DJ Phobia. So Mosquito. He's interviewing DJ Phobia. The first question he asks him is, so, Angela Kao, man, dream boy, you want a hundred?
Mick.
That's my first introduction, dog. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Welcome to Y. He wasn't drinking.
No, he was drinking.
Yeah, come on, he's got phobia and phobias, yeah. It's phobias all over. Welcome to Y Fame, man.
Oh, man. Hey, good times, man. Bro. God of those days.
Fuck yeah, you can't just get to the and talk about holes.
Yeah, I know.
To high found or whatever. Talk about holes in the morning and stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And Y Fame can get there, just do your show, you know? Mm. You could be reeking of alcohol. Someone can smell that, oh, guys been drinking because they know you're
it
at
won't
a
be
gig.
An issue.
You're at a gig, yeah, it won't be an issue.
Oh. Mm.
You know, but there are not other places.
Anyway, Ghost Lady, what you got for us, man? What's cooking? What's cooking?
So, Mpegani.
There's a story of Ulasizwe. Basically, it's just the story of Uguti. Okay, his car was seen on Auto Trader being sold. So obviously, like, they created a whole lot of hype. Like, how can what happened, you know? So he did confirm it even in his latest post that he did have to, like, let go of his car and because of financial issues. And yeah, it's life. It's life. And I like that just, you know, like, accepted it and said, yeah, guys, this is what's happening. This is what has happened to my car, and I'm going through some financial issues. It is what it is.
Ah, it's tough, man. Cyril's economy is tough, man. Hey, hell yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, what car is it?
A Range Rover.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Ish.
I don't know when Yanini, but it was his new car.
It's a nice one. Yeah,
yeah,
it's one of those nice Range Rovers.
Yeah, there's a very
but you bounce back.
Like,
man.
It did a post.
Look,
yeah,
it's fine. You bounce back, and also it should be a lesson for everybody, man. You know, and I think I'm glad he's owning it.
Yeah,
and he should, because, like, to say to people, there's nothing wrong with downgrading. You know, like, if things aren't going well, because it's worse than him having the Range Rover, having sleepless nights, the West Bank, whoever is calling him,
exactly.
He's running, he's being desperate, he's doing things he doesn't really want to do for the sake of, he knows he's going to get money just to keep up this lifestyle so that when he rolls up, he's rolling up. You know what I mean? Things happen. COVID happened. People lost homes. People lost cars. People lost a lot of things.
Yeah.
It's life, man. It happens. You know, like, it's fine, bro. It happens. Dude.
And you think that he's car, busy man. Working.
And it's just a car.
Yeah.
And also it'll help him and other people next time when they get a car, they'll factor in all these things that, okay, I can afford the installments, but factor in with the fuel.
Mm.
And also maybe my industry. Maybe I won't earn this much. Maybe I won't earn that much, you know? Then you'll realize, okay, maybe I must just, it's just a car. It's for you to move from here to there. Yeah, some people do drive Rolls Ranges, but for them, they can afford them.
Rolls Rangers.
Royals. Really?
Those Rangers.
Rolls Rangers.
Rangers.
Rolls Rangers.
Rolls
those.
Rangers.
Those. I didn't say Rolls.
He said Rolls.
I didn't roll my tongue, bro. I said those.
Oh, those Rangers.
Those Rangers.
How? Okay.
Don't be saying that. I'm just saying more to guys. I'm driving much a loop. Point A to point B. You know
don't
what I mean?
Don't be saying that on our new game show, man. You've won yourself a Rose Ranger.
There's a Rose Ranger.
A Rose Ranger.
No, I said those. Those Rangers, man. Like, you know what I mean? Now, you see people driving those, but they can afford it. Some can't. Some people are drowning.
Yeah.
And I can't believe, like, pride, man. You know, just fucking let go of the car. Get a smaller car. People will actually have respect for you. And you'll inspire, because you'll be surprised there's more people who are living a fake life, you know, those two will be like, wow.
But also, as black people, we hold too much value into cars, man. Like, literally, it's just supposed to get you from A to B.
Guys.
Yeah.
That's it, bro.
And like, if you can afford a really super one, get it to spoil yourself. But it's not, it's for you. It's not for people.
Yeah.
It's for you and the comfort of you driving in it. But what's the point of having the comfort? But petrol, you calculate, I'm a reserve tanks and stuff. It's not meant to be enjoyed like that. It's meant to be enjoyed without worrying about it. Mm-hmm. Worry about bigger, if you're going to be in a range, there's bigger things to worry about than petrol and your fuel and your fucking installment. You know what I mean? Like, there's bigger things you should be worrying about. Like, how are you going to keep, you know, these 13,000 people paid at the end of the month or something, you know? Not how you're going to pay the fucking car.
But let's be honest, though, Saul. I think we're a society, as black people, we really worship, like, the big cars or the nice car. Like, you know, with your family, if you, it's like, you. You know, if, let's say, we're ekasi, you know, you could, it's a thing that's celebrated. It's more than just, okay, yeah, so we've started celebrating homes as well, but imoto, like, upumaguini, uhambangani, ah, guys.
No, it's what Zex Bantwini once said on our podcast.
Oh,
it's
yes. Validation. Thank you.
Yeah, say when I walk into Conquer, they must know I've got money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a way of explaining that.
Yeah, it was better.
That sounded,
yeah.
That sounded like, oh, actually, it makes sense. But it's still silly.
You can't take your, whip it up. You can't take your house.
Where's Neo when you need him?
You can't take your house.
Then I'm going to drive a BMW to say, Minam Perang Haming it is. So we are seeking that. Believe
I'm
you
Uber
me.
Black.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So believe me, if we can get that value without spending so much money, I will wear a t-shirt. We'll see no need for us to go and queue or Gucci. We are there because we are seeking value.
And that's what Bill Gates and them,
they,
never
they don't need, because they don't serve. A white guy will get the same treatment and value if I get kindy when often Leon Fanu Koge the suit. You know what I mean? You know, so that's so why I would buy a BMW before I would buy a house? It's because I spend 10 hours in a BMW and I only spend 3 hours in my house. And I get kumutong boda myself the same thing.
You can't carry the house around.
You can't carry the house around. Now I have a house somewhere down here.
Yeah.
You know, estates, you know. Or I have a house somewhere in a Midrand or Blue Valley Estate. Mm. I have a house there. And then how about me a Toyota test? Hey, for 10 hours, I'm going to service with a big house. Yabo, I out here so we to ehlala ku 4 room or we bedroom ehamba nge BM ithola yonke into. But me and the out invested, but then I'm not enjoying my life because no one is seeing my house.
Oh,
so
value.
That's why it's, you know, we must wear our value and we must drive our value everywhere we go. So that's how our behavior will be different. So a white guy might look at us and be like, these guys are stupid. They are spending to something at the time. No, man, I'm just buying my skin. I just want to be happy for 10 hours, for God damn it. I'm buying my 10 hours of happiness. That's why I'm investing a lot of money here. Because man, fagele impahla, ngathi Gucci, ngathi bani, everywhere, man, ngene, shisanyama, tswa, liyato, au njayami. That's what I want, cho. Kodwa man, ngayifakile lento, no one says njayami. Even girls don't look at me.
Yeah.
I don't even feel like I belong. You know what I mean? But I have a house, you know, somewhere, which is big. But if I invite these girls, like, yo, so when's that lap? Because they don't know that I have so many champagnes in my house. But they will go with the guy who has a BMW. Yeah. You know? Oh, now the house that I have. So that guy has more value than me. So why would I invest in a house than to invest in a car and feel good?
Shit, I never thought about it.
See,
like
that's
that,
the
man.
Thing. That's this is what we suffer from. You know, we suffer from that particular value. And that's our thing. So our behavior. So as much as we want to curse and want to judge people who are on Instagram about, you know, wearing Gucci, 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 Louis Vuitton, Louis Vuitton, think about it. They're not doing that thing because they're crazy. They just want to be valued.
Everywhere. Because black people have been humiliated, disrespected just for being black, generally.
Exactly.
Wherever we go, like a white person, you know, like you may have a house 10 times nicer than him, bigger than his, earn way more than him, but he'll just disrespect you already. And I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
Just because umdumnyama, you're black.
Yeah.
But when you roll up in a Cayenne, Porsche, also, you'll know who you are.
Immediate respect.
You know what I mean? Yeah, because you can't take your home
you
to
can't.
The club
yeah.
to get the respect.
It's title deed is inside.
Exactly, exactly. You know, title deed is inside.
Exactly. So
imagine that clubs where the only way you enter is if you have a title deed.
not a type of deed. A title deed. For free clapping because of a type of deed or in a map. Are there no people who enter clubs because of your type of teeth? Yeah. We know. Yeah. We see I'm a quantum for a bang about you. I'm a quantum of four. I'm a landed. I'm a res because of a bang. Because of your type of teeth.
Bafana labo mama bashayisile.
Hey ndod. Bamba nama security, bamba nama bouncer, bamba ne staff. Cause of the staff of toilet mover now.
That's when you see your family now.
We are. Yes, no,
I thought you were family now.
No, we're family, but we're honest. Honest family. So, like, that's what he said. So, just to have the esteem. Because, you see, Abongamla, I've always had the esteem. Mm. So, he knows what in Kalewe's Cliff, my house, $30 million, it will sell. Mm. So, yeah, I was putting a Fox Jet because Abaganayo, Leo inferiority complex.
Yeah.
He knows who he is.
Yeah.
And stepping out, he naturally gets that respect. Even from a guy, yeah, but, or grand old Mdumyama, who will look down on the next black guy. But from Ungam, lo hamba ngayo I Fox, magumbona kila puzi coffee Starbucks or Mkonipa. But when as Mdumyama, you must put your best foot forward and the shiny one,
Rolex,
which is your car, your Rolex. When you eat, put your car on the coffee table.
The keys.
So, the keys.
The keys. Hey, Namkanji.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Put the keys on the coffee table. Because the waiter.
I'm a Rose Ranger.
Because the waiter.
I'm a cars on the top of the table.
Yes, because the waiter, I'm a figure. Uzo ketuk naga ungamla loya. Agaz gutu unana ganani. But uzo kabanguti, naturally, the biggest tip I'm going to get is from that guy, not this guy. Lona nyambonu nuko uko gile suit and stuff.
Dude, it's so
but
crazy.
But I'm so kalim kukwin.
Sorry to cut you off, man. Yeah. It's so crazy you mentioned that. It happened to me yesterday at the event. Because I left, ne? So we all had tables we had to sit.
Okay.
And I left because I wanted to smoke. So
yeah.
When you go smoke, you just step like a few meters outside and you smoke. And I was chilling with like all the sound guys, the staff, basically, by the smoking area during the whole presentation.
Okay.
So now, you know how I'm always dressed, like in
yeah,
my flops
you came
and
in Crocs and like just you know what I mean? Shorts, top.
So there was a lady who was, I think, managing the floor or the catering of the event.
Yeah.
And then the guy, we had a guy who was taking our orders from the table.
Okay.
So he saw me outside. So he comes outside to take my order to ask, what am I eating? What am I drinking? Boom, boom. So I'm busy telling him. She threw a fit. She's like, no, guys, this is not for you.
Yes, because he's not at the shiny tables where there were shiny tables. He thinks you're just part of the sound guys, the crew.
Yes. She's like, no, this is for the people inside. You have to sit inside. So she did a whole rant. And eventually, when she finished, she's like, yeah, I'm smoking. I'm part of the guys. Yeah. She was so like.
Oh, but if you wore a Versace,
embarrassed. Yeah.
If you wore the Versace suit or something shiny, nama cufflinks, that show that no, he's on the board.
Yeah.
He just said to smoke.
Yeah.
Then she would respect him and you know what I mean?
It's wild.
It's wild. So that's why. So they explained it like that. That's why we do that. Until we get to a point where we know who we are, we know ourselves, and you're comfortable. And you won't be fazed by that shouldn't bring you down because you know who you are. You know what you've got. You know how much money you have if that's where you put in your value. You know the house you go to. You know the schools your kids go to. You know your family's sorted. Your wife is good. Everybody's good. You're good.
Yeah.
And you're content with that, right? So that shouldn't be getting you down, but it still gets us down and everything else.
I'm sharing this one. I saw this cookie.
I saw this cookie. I'm empowered from this. Yo.
So it's fine to get that car you can afford because you know, Guti, you're still the shit. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need for people to see that you're the shit because we're figuring a Range Rover, you know? So shout out to Lasizo for actually being honest and coming out. And
saying, he'll be fine, man. Lasizo's talented.
No,
he's talented. He'll be fine. And he'll realize that, oh, shit, I've been making so much money and maybe, possibly, I don't know his
And he's situation. Young, man.
He's young.
Even,
25,
yeah.
right?
25,
yeah.
Driving Range Rover.
Imagine.
These kids are wild, man.
And you know what, I believe
pressure,
when you lose
man.
Something, you're actually going to even get it more. Like, I'm a huge believer in
that. Yeah, it mustn't feel the pressure.
Like, if you lose something, it's okay. Because that just means you know exactly how to get it again, to attain it. You already know. Unlike someone who's starting from scratch and doesn't even know how to get it. Yeah. So, he's already equipped. He knows.
What you guys think about Kanye West trying to remove, he's not trying to remove, but he's trying to launch his new album on his website. So, not on these streaming platforms. So he's trying to
put it on his website where you can buy for like $20, but you won't find it on the streaming websites.
It's a good idea, and it's also a good test to see if can that work and mm-hmm. how much the people who say we fuck with you actually.
Well,
the reason
why he started doing that, because I don't know if you saw, but during the Super Bowl, he did an ad with his iPhone.
And
right?
He made like $7 million in revenue.
So he directed traffic to his website for people to buy merch and stuff.
Yeah.
And he made like $90 million. So he said, like you're saying, well, this is proof in the pudding that it works.
And I feel like he didn't just make that decision from thin air. It's quite smart because he's been having a journey where people have seen that he's had his wings clipped by, I won't say who, you know, by a certain group of people, what I mean? And who've cut his wings and who've literally tried to humiliate him, strip him down, take everything of his, right? And he does have almost somewhat of a cult following. That's, testament to... You know what? His influence, and he's putting that to another test. But now it don't just be like, oh, Jay-Z is no. He's documented his struggle against the system that well. So when he goes out the system, they're not just also buying it because they love Kanye's music. They're buying it because they love Kanye's music, and they've gone through they've seen what he's gone through.
You release music. Why do you use DSPs, Vel? Why do you use these streaming platforms?
It's what everybody does, bro. And it's where all the big guys have gone. And sometimes you think to yourself, like, fuck. You know, if you go this route, where people are like, it's so difficult to find your stuff. And also what that has done, where everybody go to DSPs and iTunes, Spotify, it has made everything so much easier. People are like, you know what it's like, bro? You remember when internet radio was a thing and it started being a thing? And I was like, fuck, man, if I could listen to Kapsela and I could listen to whatever, just like that, why should I jump through hoops and do this and do that just to listen to this guy? You see? So Kanye West has given a reason why you should, because we've seen what has been happening with Adidas, his deals, and how...
But also, there's no money in streaming, dog. The money's
and there
peanuts.
Is no money. We're it's getting like, ripped off.
Ghost Lady.
We're getting
no
rock.
Money in streaming.
Oh, Snoop Dogg. Did you see that by Snoop Dogg? they were celebrating that he got to 1 billion streams on Spotify, and he got like $40,000.
Listen to that.
And that's like 900,000 rands.
Fucking
or less than 900,000 rands. Jeez. What's that? A mil is nothing. A million rands is nothing to Snoop Dogg.
No.
From 1 billion streams. And he was like, what am I going to do with this? You know, like, it's weed money.
And then, please, can someone calculate if it was $20, 1 billion streams, how much is that?
If you went direct
to consumer.
How much would that be? Yes.
Ooh.
But that's...
Isn't that
$20 would be... Wait. Let's make it a more realistic feel, because $20 would be for the album.
Yeah.
But this is not, because...
It's for one song.
No, it's for all the songs.
Oh, all the
just
songs combined.
Listened to a billion times.
Oh.
All of his catalog listened to 1 billion times. So one song has got 400 million streams, one has got 3,000.
Where are you going, yo? Did your computer crash?
So let's treat it. It went to Apple E. No, let's say those were sales. Like all those songs were bought. His music,
direct to consumer.
His music, all his albums, because he's got that kind of catalog. You know, all the singles, songs.
At $1, let's say $1.
At $1.
Then that's $1 billion.
It's a life changing, game changing. It's like, net worth changing. It's changing everything.
They're fucking us up, these guys.
They're shortchanging us.
Wouldn't it be something that you guys would do?
to
go the same routes like how Kanye West is, like just releasing it from your website.
No one really likes our music, let's be honest, man.
So why do you release it?
It means a
album
that you do.
Yeah.
Oh. That's what I was getting to. Yeah. Like, people are like, man, I can get a album with Kelvin Momo. Why should I jump through hoops?
Yeah, like Kelvin. Kelvin, if he had a website where you can buy...
He would.
Yo, bro.
Why should I jump through hoops to listen to Saul? Till you prove your mental in that space.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it means like the game changes, you know, the big players to go like... Nah,
this is how we're doing it.
This is how I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Remember Jay-Z, that's how he does it. Like, his album was on his platform for like a week, 2 weeks, then you'll get it on like all these
other Checker, places. You've been quiet today. You're right there.
Shem, no, we've been telling the truth. It was pretty fake. We made it obsolete.
Don't pray on us. Now, right?
Okay, so...
don't throw Bible.
20 times a billion will be 20 billion, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
However, I saw on a Spotify website that... it doesn't necessarily mean that if you have 20 billion streams that it will equate to that same amount. Mm. In fact, having $1 million streams gives you $4,000 to $7,000. And then a billion gives you 45.
Yes.
Which is true, because you can't say a stream is a sale.
I was a swankela, these piano kids. I know, it's fine the way it is.
No, but now, but you
I was like,
okay. Well, swank, literally.
Yeah,
it was.
I was swank.
A lot of songs we listen to, we wouldn't maybe blindly buy.
Oh, yeah.
Know?
Streaming. Yeah, actually. I
need right? To... yes. But you listen to it because it's there.
It's there.
However, the money that is being received by artists from streams, it's stupid. It's a disgrace.
Yeah. No, it's fucked up, man.
It's a disgrace, man. It's Who's a this? Disgrace. Jabulo Sagzo is a producer.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, no,
it's a disgrace, man. Like, it's honestly, you know what I mean? Maybe it shouldn't be a dollar, but a fuck, maybe make it like 40 fucking cents. Mm. Make it 50 cents. You know what I mean? Like, get rich or die trying. At least make the shit 50 cents.
Drop this piece.
No, for real, man. Like, it's just like, because you're still consuming a whole intellectual property, man. Like, music. That. The reward of listening to the music, it heals your soul. It gets the party started. It drops the panties off the girl you just brought home because you want to create the vibe and it's been awkward for a bit. You know what I mean?
Evil, 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 evil.
And
it's a family music. Show. Evil, it's a family evil. Show.
It's a family show. Ah, it's not a face. It's a busy tube now. It's YouTube now. No, I'm just trying to stress the value of music and
how it's being underappreciated.
There's a song that plays Mac and you can remember.
Makes me want to cry.
You can, yeah, you can remember.
You know what song that is? The Sad Piano. You know the Sad Piano?
Yeah.
Justin Martin.
Yes. Thank you.
There's so many. A Day in December. Ah, Manu.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a beeper. So, you see that joy we just had of a day in December, Manu. You know what I mean? The songs that make you think of your late grandfather.
Do you know that song?
Grandmom.
No.
You must listen to it. So there's no vocals. Yeah, there's no vocals. Okay. It's just the beat and it's playing like... It's like, think of 1,000 seconds. It's like 1,000 seconds. So on radio, I once called Christos... Oskiro, I'm like, what does this song mean? Oskiro's like, I miss most rock, my man.
Nobody knows what it means. And it's just a song with instrumental.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's packed with so much emotion.
Nice.
But no one
Rocco,
can tell you what it
memories.
Means.
It was your soul that touched your soul.
Oh.
A song about his mother.
Yeah, it's about his mom. Yo! Yo! Ting 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 ting
ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting ting
ting ting ting ting ting
ting ting ting ting. She's there typing do 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 do.
So for me, it's like, you know, all that magic. How are you gonna like give it away for like 5 cents per listen?
Speaking about music, I was listening to like old school hip hop, like hip hop from the 90s. When last did you guys do that? It's been a minute, ne?
Yeah.
I randomly do that, not with hip hop, but with some other music, like, yeah. Randomly. Yeah. Depends, like maybe.
Oh, like a 90s playlist.
Yes.
I do that, yeah.
Okay, not a playlist. I hardly playlist stuff, eh?
But I'm listening to the lyrics. I'm like, these niggas would get canceled if they drop the music right now, bro. You must hear some of these lyrics, bro. Hey, it's insane, man. Listen to this. Listen to this. It goes. Man, cats don't know what it's going to be fucking with a nigga like me. D to the M to the X. Last I heard, y'all was having sex with the same sex. I show no love to homo thugs, empty out. Reload and throw more slugs. How are you gonna explain fucking a man? Even if we squash the beef, I ain't touching your hand.
That DMH was the worst, bro.
Cancelled. No way.
Imagine now in this day and age.
You don't fuck.
And you don't fuck, bro.
And like if there was a podcast back in those days, you could just randomly sing that on the podcast.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
The society wouldn't even cancel you.
Yeah. There's more. Like, there's more.
There's more.
Listen to this.
It's like even the F word in hip hop used to be like, like, oh man, like you know when you say, oh, you're a pussy to someone, you could just say, oh, you're just like that.
Yeah.
How? Just like that. Ah, try that shit today.
Yes, there's more. Listen to this. The black demon got little hookers screaming, woo! Because you know I love it young, fresh and green with no hair in between.
Bloody fuck. Ew. Is that Busta?
That's Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, that was Busta Rhymes. Oh,
okay. Dead Wrong.
They're from the same hood.
This one, I'm sure you know this one.
I thought it was Busta. Hey, sorry. No, that was Busta Rhymes. But it's fine. It's not Busta Rhymes. It's Notorious. No, they're both from Brooklyn, so. They went to the same high school, I think. Busta Rhymes, Jay-Z, and...
Oh, for real?
Yeah, Busta, Jay-Z, and Biggie. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Same high school.
I'm sure you know this one.
Mm-hmm.
If J-Lo was my own mother, I'd still fuck her with no rubber.
Fuck, that's low, bro. Shit.
That's Eminem.
Who's that?
Eminem.
Oh, Eminem's on some wild.
Hey,
some
Marshall Mathers LP.
Yo.
Here's another one. Don't you know my nigga gotta fucking kidnap kids, fuck him in the ass, throw them over the bridge.
Eminem.
No, Notorious B.I.G.
What are these guys, pedophiles or what? Like,
here's another one. 12 inches to a yard and have you sounding like a retard.
Yeah, you can't even call people retards these days.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, you can't even call someone a retard, even if they like acting...
Masa
you can't
God.
Even call someone a retard.
God, or you get the gist.
Hey, we get the gist.
No, I don't quite get it. It hasn't quite hit home, actually. No, honestly,
okay, let me
it hasn't
see.
Quite hit home.
Let
please
me
go
see,
on, bro.
Let me see the other one.
Please go on, bro.
I don't think
I get your messaging. What's your point exactly? One more, bro. Let's hear one more.
Here's another one.
Spew it. Come on. That's the first.
Fuck a faggot.
But no comments. You don't want.
Here's one. Fuck a faggot. I ain't down with gays brand Nubian. What does that mean?
Uti?
Fuck a faggot. I ain't down with gays. Oh, brand Nubian said that.
Oh.
Bitches ain't shit, but hoes and tricks.
Damn, bro. Okay, we get the point now. We get the point now.
I even make the bitches I rape come. Hey, bro.
That's just Mac Mathers. That's like Mac Mathers in his head.
Imagine.
You're making this up, man. People are going to Google his lyrics. You know that, right?
No, say it. Look. It says, I even make the bitches I rape come. Né? And then another user said, who said this? Yeah, read it. And then someone said, who said this? And they said, Eminem on Medicine Ball, I believe.
Yeah, Eminem said a lot of
Eminem was
things.
Wild, bro.
Eminem said a lot of like, wow. Because Eminem, the issue he said was even wild for then. It was like, hi, bro. Yeah, Eminem, we're not yet in 2024. Relax, bro. But this is shocking us.
Yeah.
Eminem's
stuff was wild for even then, the hi, bro, dog.
Yeah.
We're shocked. We're not even in 2024. What is this? Eminem has really not... Because he was like, he would take a stab at like...
His mother.
Christopher Reeves, and you remember Christopher Reeves was paralyzed.
Oh, yeah, I was paralyzed. Yeah,
yeah, like, what's that other one? Hawkins, what's his name?
Steven.
Like, yeah, bro, he would be going in at Michael Schumacher, for example, right now, if like he was Eminem breaking out now.
Mm.
You know, like going in at, who would go in at? Yeah, he'd go in. Oh, he's gonna come out. He'd have a field day with Skomota. Yo, Eminem would have a field day. Yo, what do you think he'd say? Eminem would have fired Skomota.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so
when did it start changing? When did we start getting woke, though? When did the wokeness start, bro? Because niggas were saying this shit now, in the 90s, bro.
It's the wokeness came just.
Don't you think it was social media? It came with social media.
I would say, yeah, because the wokeness. Because even on Facebook, we weren't woke on Facebook, guys. You could say these things on Facebook, you know? And you'd get like a poke. And a friend. You get a poke and 10 friend requests. You get a poke and 10 friend requests. Like, you knew what I posted is lit. Someone recommended me, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Even you know when
Twitter,
I think...
bro.
Wait a minute, guys. The national anthem, Mukharimbe, isn't that cancelable?
Nah. That even back then was frowned upon. Because remember...
Because what do you say? See, that's rapey, man.
No, is not rapey. You know what I mean?
But that sounds like...
Marapiano songs they have.
Cancelable.
I come your wife. What? They have weird lyrics as well, man.
Who?
Piano guys.
Yeah. Back then, when piano started, it was very vulgar.
Oh, okay.
Now no one is doing those. Chimney or something. No one is there. Like,
chimney.
Yeah.
We what like guy? No, that's safe. We what like guy?
No, when piano started, they had those lyrics, but not now.
No, what? Eh, what? Fuck my wife, Malume.
That can be said, like, Jengim, Santa Claus is Febe, Father Christmas is, you know that one? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that you can say at a party, but no one is going to endorse it on a song.
Which one was I Give You a Baby Boy? Now, Kaunyoba. Eh?
Kaufangwana.
Now, Kaufangwana.
Yeah. Was that a recorded song?
No, it was a chant.
Yeah, some of these things are just chants. See, because they know that when you've got like people of the same, you know, ilk, people who are who
now it's just weird. They've gone soft, eh? Now it's just weird.
Oh.
And pointing, you know, saying, yeah.
I remember recently.
Now, yeah, but it's.
Jason was saying now the chants that you hear in the club, like they're quite like crazy. Yeah.
Are they back?
Yeah, they're
like
back.
Like what? Let's ask Jason.
Bro, let me tell you, Jason. You know what it's like? It's like in those WhatsApp groups with the white people, right? Mm. The racist ones. Mm. And then, or where they throw the keywords and it's fine.
Mm. Yeah.
And then, so the spaces like at parties and stuff, it's like that environment. Mm. You can just say these things.
Yeah.
You're not going to put them on a song.
But then on Twitter, you are woke.
By the mass media.
But then on Twitter, you are woke. You won't say those things on Twitter.
You may not be calling people out, but you will not say them.
I'm at the club.
Is the WhatsApp group.
So I'm at the club.
Till you go to another club where you think, because there's always that, you know, people that join, they come into this new neighborhood and then they're like, I saw this black. And then they get screenshot, they see you, by another white person who's like, this is not that kind of group, nigga. And now you're trending. There's always that white guy who thinks it's fine to say this. And then people are like, or one or two are like, no, not here. But, so it's like that. It's a safe space, the club, for people who
to swear
and be as vulgar as possible, all in the name of piano or vibe. You know what I mean? Because it's not in the name of hatred or the name of killing people or hating a certain group. Mm. It's in the name of let's be vulgar, get horny after listening to these songs, and God knows do what.
Yes. You know what? You asked the question about when did we start getting becoming woke, right?
Yes.
Don't you guys think that it was when now companies would check your social media, if it's part of the assessments, checking your CV, like how are you behaving?
Because people were getting, remember the guy who was working at Investec? What did he do? Was he beating up his lady? I forgot. There's a guy, fact checker, I hear you coming now. There's a guy who worked at Investec, what's her name? Was beating up his woman or something, or very abusive. And then they found that, it's Investec is working for. Because, you know, your shit is online. You just Google.
Oh, there was that era.
Yeah.
There was an era where everything, there was an era where could stalk people easily. Where you meet a ghost like, hi, I'm Tapsing, I work with Cartrack. And you just go Facebook, Tapsing Cartrack.
Cartrack.
You find
everything.
20 of them, you find 20. Because they've all put that they fucking work at Car Track and their names are there, and then you find the profile picture. Yeah. Next thing, you're friends, you know? Mm. Yeah, so there was that era where people were calling people out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and going for your job. Because as black people want to go for another's bag, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, you're here. We must send you back down because you've said some foul shit. You don't belong here with the white people. Can't you see? We're all nice and stuff. Yeah.
Don't you know you can only say it in the club?
Don't you know?
Kind of.
I say two in the club, bro. Hashtag, get them fire.
It's a fact checker. You've had your hand up for a while, man. What's up?
It doesn't say much on the person's name. It just says that the High Court of Western Cape did work on the matter. And it was a case in 2020, the one that Sol is speaking about. And then for the wokeness, it was started by Gen Zs through influence of music. And then in 2010, it started becoming a trend.
Gen Zs fucked it all up. It's the Gen Zs, bro. Oh, I'm not Gen Z. Me.
Yeah, we're millennials.
Oh, I'm a millennial, bro. Yeah. We're the smart generation.
Okay,
we're
talking about fact checker. No, we're not the Gen Zs. Gen Z, man. What do you mean, dog?
Come on.
Oh, the Gen Zs.
Yeah, you are.
The Gen Zs. You guys fucked everything up.
Nah, that's but there's old people, dog, who are older than us, even who are our age, who push this woke cancel culture. Yeah, come on, you know.
Let me call Jason. I want to find out what the kids are saying because he's at Stones there.
Yeah. Remember. Jason was like, yo.
Well, the kids come save surprised. The kids. Fact checker, bring your Bible. Come pray for these kids. Come pray for them kids. The Bible's gone. What happened to the Bible?
Can't the fact checker, what do you say when you go out? What do you say when you go out?
I sing along like every other person.
Hey, my Jay.
Yeah.
Hey,
yo, what's up?
You live on the podcast, man.
Oh, shit. All right.
Yeah, we want to find out, what are the kids saying in the clubs now, man? Like, when they chant, like, what are they saying? Are they still saying, Nakaufangwa na a baby boy?
Ah, my man, that's old school, bro. Nakaufangwa, that's some old school shit.
What are they saying now?
Ah, my man, donkey boy, yo, master poos.
Yep, I told you. Imagine.
Yo, master
poos. Let's send the Gen Zs to go clean up.
That's wild.
The 2Ks.
What else are they saying, my G?
Ah, bro. Man, what are they saying now these days? Fuck, man, I can't think of anything at the moment. But I know that was the first one that I just told you.
Yeah.
Then the other ones, man, are just the regulars, you know, the what the MCs usually chant and all of that. But there's another nasty one that they're doing now. I just forgot it.
Yes.
Do you know the Father Christmas one, bro?
Yeah?
Do you know the Father Christmas one?
I don't know the Father Christmas one.
So, Father Christmas is fair, baby. Ho.
Yes,
you know, ho. Father Christmas is fair, baby.
Yes.
It started last December.
I've heard that one.
It's going to come back festive season. Wait for it.
But,
it's quiet now.
But basically, what's going on these days, the nastier the better.
Wow. Hey, we gotta call him a name quick fast.
Yeah. Come up with these things.
All right, my Jay. Shout out, my dog.
Shout out.
Your master boost. All right, and on that note, it's time to fund the chiller.
Oh, nice.
Yes. No. They're not here, not today. Oh. We're going to give them a call. So the first person, so we raised 36,780 this month.
Shout out to the members.
Yes. So we're getting closer and closer to the 40
shout
mark,
out to us.
Yeah?
Who's some of you are not members? Some of the nah.
I saw Spiwe sit back like he's guilty.
Yeah, let's see your phone. Are you a member?
Yeah. Can you see your YouTube, please?
YouTube, please.
Yep.
Nah.
You don't have a phone now.
He's not a member. He's not a member. He just admitted.
Oh, he's not.
Let's see your YouTube, Kanye. You're not a member.
Kanye, grab the phone there. Kanye, grab the phone.
Dude.
Let's see your
dude.
Kanye, let's see your phone.
Dude.
Your YouTube.
Grab
you
his phone.
YouTube.
Grab
his phone. Just go to podcast on the YouTube. It's going to show us.
Give us the phone. But are you subscribed?
Yes.
You remember?
Yes.
For how long?
Yes.
Sometime last year.
Oh. Tato?
Only last year.
And it's
not subscribed, member.
Who subscribed?
You've
bro,
subscribed.
You don't even have
did
YouTube
you
on your phone, bro. What are you talking about? Oh, you got a new phone? Oh, you got a new phone. Okay. Mm. Shots, shots. You're
shots,
the day one.
Let's see. Let's see.
Eh?
So you guys are not even like, wow. You're not even giving like 10 rands to the podcast. Yeah, let's see your phone, man. Spewer, where's yours?
I have two accounts.
Ah, he has two accounts. Wow. Ah, this guy.
Got two accounts.
Fact check
now.
Undermining us, guys. Mac, let's see yours, bro.
Yeah, you can see mine, don't you?
Let's see yours.
So it says, where does it show if you're a member?
No,
it's Ari O.
Go to the podcast. It's gonna say perks.
Ari O.
Cause wait, it says join.
Yes.
Where are you now? What is this?
Oh, he said he subscribed. My man, you must become a member, my man. Hey, these guys. Let me see.
He's not.
Usalusechi browser.
He's not. It says join, yeah.
Tabang.
Tabang says join.
Join.
You're joining a premium membership.
Okay, cool. So yeah, we raised 36,000. Yeah, we raised 36,780 rands.
Join.
No, Mina. Oh, my phone is here. What do you mean?
Let's see.
I've joined. What are you talking
premium
about?
Premium. I'm paying 130 rands. I'm paying 125 rands.
What's wrong with you? Hey, no, yeah, what's up?
Hey, man.
All right, cool. Cool. No, so, man, so basically, if you want to find a chiller, just become a member, and then the money that we raise from membership, we're gonna give it to the chillers. So today we're giving it to Masego Bonzi. Let me. Sounds like a lady, ne? Masego. Yeah. Let me give a call. She's a teacher, engineering and graphics and design teacher. Okay, so she's a teacher in engineering, graphics and design at Veleda Technical High School in Carltonville, and non-fee paying school. He needs drawing equipment for his learners. Despite the challenges he faces in class with the shortage of equipment, he still managed to achieve 100% matric pass rate in his subject. They would like assistance with this so that the students can stay encouraged and not drop the subject due to these challenges. Okay. So it's a guy.
Shout out to the non-fee paying school.
Yeah, non-fee paying school.
Oh, that's just government school, right?
I'm not sure, man. I haven't been to school in a while, man.
Damn, bro.
Masego. Carltonville. Where are you at Carltonville?
Hmm?
Have you ever dated in Carltonville?
Gold diggers there. It's a mining town.
It's
man.
A mining town. I had a beautiful girl there once.
Man. Yeah. Story time.
And then the priest. Remember, I told you this story about the priest.
The priest who took your girl.
She was from Carltonville.
Oh damn!
You have reached the mailbox.
She's in the missionary now.
Who almost you wanted to kill yourself.
She's in the missionary.
Oh, that's another one.
Oh
shame, man.
Hey, there's a lot.
Wow, man.
So he's not answering.
I don't
know, dog. I don't know, man. I don't know how that happened, dog. Mara, you know these guys, but shaya boys.
Ah, come on.
No.
What from these?
Yeah?
Oh.
Go deeper, Papa.
All right, so congratulations to Masego. Yes. All right. Masego Ponzi. Unfortunately, he's not answering, but yeah, shout out to him.
Shout out.
Half of the money is coming his way. And then the next one is Ranzwa Fedzani. Nimvenda. Kezo.
Ranzwa Fedzani.
Fedzani.
Ranzwa Fedzani.
Miko. This person is a former student who was from Njerere in Limpopo. That's where I come from.
Oh, wow.
And was defunded by NAFSAS. He's now unemployed. And to deal with the issue of unemployment, he has started to build a chicken coop and plans to start selling eggs in the community. He says the issue of unemployment is rife in his community, and he hopes that this venture will not only assist him with employment, but also the community at large. Mr. Fedzani, what do you mean? Kezo, man, you're live on the podcast. So Pinduka is here, Ghost Lady is here, man.
Yeah, Pedzani.
Hey, Pedzani.
Oh, hey, how are you? I'm actually Pedzisani.
Fetisani. Oh, no, they wrote it wrong here. And your first name is what?
I think you read it wrong.
Your own one.
Your first name is?
Fetisani.
My first name is Ranzwa.
Hey, Ranzwa.
Make you a vendor, you should be able to read
this thing. It's his own one.
Remember, there's a whole team that sends me this thing. So they wrote it incorrectly. You know, I never see anyone who I am. Vuma para para again.
I do.
Nifaka injure.
Oh,
the banjere Aran Paul. Proven that he
knows better. Ni guy?
Oh my word.
Banjere Aran Paul.
Ni kure na pazima.
Oh, kure na pazima. Just 30 minutes drive from my place to you to Pazima.
Oh wow! So you see, we're from the same hood, even.
Oh, you know, I'm Kwebo Homestead.
Yeah, I know. I actually know the place. There is my aunt who stays there, so I actually. Now and then.
Ah, nice one, man.
No, shout out to you, man. We just called to let you know that half of the money we raised, 36,780 this month, half of it is coming your way, Nduna.
That's like 18,000
rand. Thank you.
Congratulations,
man. Being a chiller is nice. Thank you, guys.
So, Ngozi Dangachere, what are you going to do with the money?
So I started this. I built a chicken coop last year. So was just looking for funds to buy the chickens and buy chicken feeds and all things that I need for this business, you know. So I couldn't get any funds. So I thought, worry, if I apply on Chila's funds, I will be able to get something. So I'm going to invest this on that business.
And what type of chickens do people use for ugloye? Well, which ones are those ones?
They are those ones, you know, that grannies have in their homes, you know. Those ones, sometimes you may find them, they are in black colors or red colors. They are the ones that...
I'm hot board.
Yeah, those ones, even when you cook them, you can't even just prepare them. Not everyone is able to prepare them.
Wow, there's red chickens. I've never seen a red chicken, bro.
Yeah, they're golden brown.
Yeah, brown.
Some are brown, not red. Yeah. Some can be red with a bit of like really bronze, almost, yeah, bronzy color, copper color. And then some are black. So, bro, tell me, what's special about breeding the white chickens? And what's the name for the white chickens? I forgot it now. Because those are the ones I'm assuming you sell.
No, I'm not going for those white ones. I'm going for those who are the egg layers, actually. The ones that produce eggs.
Oh, wow. What color are those? Oh, yeah. How do those look like?
Oh, they are brown in color. Those ones are brown in color.
But they're edible, obviously. You can chow them and cook them nicely.
Yeah, after that, you know, most of people, because as they age, there will be a time when they will not be able to produce eggs anymore. So people use them as meat after that.
Oh shit!
No man, shout out to you, man. And kubuya nganga Good Friday, so nda renga kuwa.
Oh.
Hey, thank you. You will be my first customer.
Oh, so okay, fantastic. I thought you were up and running.
I was going to be your first. I thought you were in business.
No, we are going to run for the second time, actually. So we had the first ones. Now we wanted for the second ones. Actually, as they grow, the time comes when they are not able to produce eggs anymore.
So you couldn't buy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So at the moment, are you already producing eggs, or it's just the chickens?
Oh, we did eggs. We were running, actually, so we were no longer able to produce eggs from those chickens, so we had to actually sell them. But the business was not growing. In actual fact, there were mistakes that we were doing there and there, so we went for people who knows about this business. They gave us instructions and directions, so now we are ready to go for the second time.
Oh, so I'll be your first customer for the new batch. That's what you're saying.
Mm. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Shout out. And then are you coming to the Limpopo podcast on Live Nation leg?
Yeah, in Pulukwan.
Yeah, 27th of April.
27th of April. I won't be around because I will be at Joburg.
Come on, don't be a chicken, man. Come on. Yo, shout out to you, man. All the best, my dog. All the best, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem, man. Yes. Speaking about the tour.
Don't be a chicken.
What happened? Oh, Askiz. I didn't see Askiz from your So, yes, we're back on the road, guys. Everybody excited?
M-Kwakwen.
Oh, we're back on the road. Are we excited?
M-Kwakwen.
Let's go. M-Kwakwen.
Yes, M-Kwak.
The Strapped Horse Podcast and Chill Live Nation Tour continues. Bloemfontein, you are next. We're going to be at the Civic Theater on the 13th, of April. So, 13th of April, we're at the Civic Theater, and then we hit Limpopo next month on the 27th of April at Merupa Casino. It's the last leg.
Next one.
And tickets in Cape Town already sold out, eh?
Cape Town
showed us so much love, man.
Yeah, shout out Cape Town.
So don't forget, if you become a member, we're offering a 20% discount and a 50% discount if you become a super chiller. So just check out the membership tab. You can also become a Patreon, and then we'll give you the promo codes to get those exclusive discounts. But Bloem, I'm excited. We need to make up, because last time it was a nightmare.
Hey.
Remember Bloem?
No, give them
Do we know our guests now? Like, do we know who's going to be the guest? Because
we asked the chillers in the community. Did they respond, Dudu? Yeah. Who they want? Who do they want? Let's hear. So we asked the chillers in Bloem who they
want
to see.
Who they want to see, and?
So,
because we always need to make sure someone from there, that it feels like we're here.
Yeah, we need an artist from there.
Yeah, we can't
and a comedian.
Bloem, you know what I mean?
That's why also in KZN, we had KZN people.
Yes.
So they want to Mungis.
Yeah, they asked for some. Asked for Mungis.
Bro, what's the big deal with that interview, like that episode? Like, I don't get it, man. Like, everywhere I go, bro, they're like, hey, that Nisa guy, what did he do?
Nah, he didn't answer questions. He was rude.
Yeah. Was he rude?
Yeah,
yes,
rude.
He was. I
couldn't hear half of the things you're saying.
You couldn't hear, but he was rude. A lot of times.
For real.
He was calling you guys idiots half the time.
Wasn't that like banter?
I think it was banter. It's KZN banter,
fine,
actually.
But people didn't like it, though.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they didn't receive it like that. We were cool with it. Call us Tuga, whatever, you know?
Yeah, it's whatever.
It's fine. Yeah. You know what I mean? But the people were like, and he didn't answer the questions, because it's like, dude, you want to be on this platform, you know what the platform is about, the truth, yet you come here, you don't want to answer the questions when you've been asked direct, simple questions.
Yeah, I think that...
What did we miss, Kanye? Because you know that guy.
Yes, Kanye.
No, I'm just like...
Drum it in.
I think he's just those typical like Zulu guys who just have that banter. But it's also, the thing is, it's like he was in his Eminem era, you know, if you want to put it like that.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. So he was, you know, just jabbing and, you know, being like trying to be playful, but obviously saying the worst, being crude.
But trying to be smart, but not answering questions.
Yes, but I think the worst was also.
Questions. Yeah.
I think the worst was that he was just not even answering questions. He was just...
And there were good questions, Shem. They were good questions.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that was the worst part, you know. Yeah. So
Bloem, what did the chillers say?
Yeah, so they said they want some guy. I don't know if it's a duo.
Yeah.
Someone, Lin Tway.
Let's Google Stilo Lee 20.
Stilo Lee 20.
Oh yeah, there we go. Musical artist, Stilo Lee 20.
It's a duo.
And you want some more official music video just dropped?
Yeah. They also asked for Ndate Stana, actually.
Ndate Stana.
If you check the comments, you'll see they asked for Ndate Stana.
So these guys did a song with Kuli Chana.
Yeah. They apparently a big deal in
so they'll be the performance wrapping up the show.
Yeah,
then we can interview Ndate Stana.
Then of course. We can have a chat with Ndate Stana.
He's got a bigger, more national profile. So even people in Cape Town,
right?
Chillers in Zim, Namibia were like, oh, we know the songs, we've seen them.
Yeah,
we want to hear from him.
And then there was a
Ndate Stana, the artist.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the radio guy, the legend.
No, Sam wanted Ndate Thuso.
Ndate Thuso.
Sam wanted Ndate Thuso Mutaung. Yes. Thuso would be fire. Thuso Mutaung, he would be fire.
Who is Ndate Thuso, man?
Thuso Mutaung. Yeah. He would be so fire. That's the first person I thought of. As well.
So they don't want him. They didn't say they want him.
They didn't from suggest radio. Him.
They didn't suggest him.
They didn't from radio. So.
Oh, let's get him, man.
Yeah, I think that
what can chill, man. He must.
That the stunner.
I was a legend.
Nah.
Is he a legend?
Oh, hey.
That the stunner.
Oh, come on. Oh, that's a song, no?
Whoa,
the man. Stimela. Sasezola.
Come on, man. You wouldn't even ask him. How was it making that song? And then.
But, yeah, but. Tuso would slap, actually.
Tuso.
Yeah, but like, Tuso would slap. But Stana is also Stana, but...
Well, Tuso okay, let's do a poll. We'll do a poll. Let's do a poll now.
Tuso's...
let's do a poll.
Tuso talk. Have you had your helper on a weekend?
Sorry?
Have you had like a Lesotho helper on a weekend?
One, yeah.
They listen to Ndate Thuso.
Okay, I'll do a poll, ne? And the chillers will decide then.
Stana versus... Stana will lose, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Give the chillers what they want.
Yeah, Stana will lose, hands down.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, let's do a poll.
Let's do a poll, man. Cool. So that's Bloom, right?
Yeah.
And then we are in Limpopo.
Who we have in Cape Town? Do we know?
We haven't started planning for
in Limpopo. Do we know?
Not yet.
Oh, we haven't asked the questions.
So
yeah,
we're only doing up to Cape Town. No more other cities after that.
We are. Oh, okay. I was asking about Cape Town.
You said it's the last leg.
Do you have Kimberley?
It's the last. It's the last.
After other legs.
Other legs.
Yes.
Oh. So it's the last one.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So big shout out to our sponsors, Striped Horse, Ferro Auto Group, and Easy Bet for riding with us in Bloom and Limpopo.
Is it Ferro or Faro?
Ferro.
Pharaoh.
To our US chillers, we're going to be coming out there in June. The good thing is that merch is now available. So if you're in the US, you're watching this, you want to grab yourself some merch as we get ready to come to you guys in June, just check out the link in the description below. And then, Simpio, what's happening with your show, bro? Where we at? Dudu, what's happening with the show?
This rock.
Yeah, I'm asking, Dudu, do we have contestants? Yeah, What's going on?
How far are we in production?
How far are we?
You know what's happening?
Yes.
I think we just need to clarify to people who can enter what's happening, because I've also been getting a lot of male contestants.
Are we discriminating?
No, we're not.
Okay, but
we know what we
identify as. Though.
Yeah, but
they don't
also
stand a chance to win.
Guys, let's be realistic.
But we can entertain them, maybe.
But realistically, we know what he identifies as.
Yeah,
we need to be fair to that.
Because you're wasting a space of someone who could be with
who
them.
Who could be there.
Yeah, I was trying to be inclusive. Nah, fuck that shit.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well.
No, for real, because you're wasting someone's space. What if his soulmate? It's between his soulmate and a nigga, and we're being inclusive. We put the nigga, but his soulmate will never be a nigga, because he's not that way inclined. And there's nothing wrong with being that way inclined, but he's not that way inclined. It's like bringing fucking meat to a buffet of vegetables. You're wasting the fucking meat. Bring the meat to us, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
No, fact. Yeah. Fact.
Definitely. Yeah. So we just need to just make it clear that if you're a
Spirit
lady...
Spirit has not one guy.
No.
Spirit has a right to one guy.
Yes.
You can't enforce it on him.
That's true.
Yes.
He's so into Spirit has women. Not one man. He's into women.
Yes.
So if you're a woman, you're a lady that is interested
of
in dating
all shapes
Spirit,
and kind. They were
all
inclusive.
All shapes and kind.
They were inclusive. All colors.
All shapes.
All shapes.
All heights.
But that's the Bonino one. So all colors, all shapes. Welcome. No Maini. And that's his company, Norma. No Maini. That's his company's name, Norma. Find Norma. Yeah.
And then last but not least, I'm so glad Naledi doesn't watch this show. Hey, this shit is nice, dog.
I told you.
I won't tell him about it. This shit is nice. I think it might be better than the original, eh? It might be better than my one, eh?
It slaps.
Oh, that's
that
nice.
That toffee. I told you. Toffee.
Yeah.
Tones and a flavor.
Now I just love tequila. Flavor.
So during the week, we sorted it out. I took her to the bedroom and showed her who's the boss.
Who's in charge.
Just a reminder. Don't undermine me.
After the advice you gave to Ziki.
All right, cool. Yes, so the competition is still running. We're giving away 200K. All you got to do is buy the new flavor of Chiller's Punch, the Tequila Sunrise. Shoot an ad. We've got 200K to give away every week. We're going to give, starting from next week, right?
Okay.
Five chillers each. We'll walk away with 10K
Oh, nice.
So we're going to give away 3 on our show. Spreading Humor is going to give away 2
nice.
For 4 weeks.
Nice.
So just take a video of you advertising Chiller's Punch and tag at Chiller's Punch. I already saw a video, bro.
Yeah.
I've got my fighter.
What's happening in the video?
There's this guy. His name is Sean underscore the underscore sniper. Together with Zama.Naomi. They shot an advert. I'll play it after the show. You must check it out.
Okay.
Fucking amazing, bro. 4K. It looks like the real deal, bro.
Damn.
That's my fighter, that
Ooh.
One.
Damn.
Already.
Oh.
Zakal.
But it feels like they put so much effort. Why don't you make it like 5 ads and give away like 40K? Or make it like, you know?
No, bro, we've already announced the competition. You can't change it now.
It's true.
Because you're in a good mood, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's like people are shooting in 4K, wearing makeup.
No, you don't have to. I'm just saying these guys went all out. You don't have to, bro.
Okay, yeah.
Fair like,
enough.
Don't you remember there's a guy, it's so cool, the guy who did one way. When it opens, it's, you can hear us talking like, and then it closes.
Haven't seen that one.
Was that you? They jacked your idea. They jacked his idea. You saw it in the fair checker. Yeah. There's another guy who did that.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it can be simple, right?
It can be simple, man. Right, you can do whatever you want.
I don't like the... Yeah, it can be... Okay, let's go on.
Yes, fair checker?
Just to correct you, actually, Saul was right. On the social medias, we have 5 winners that are getting 50K and not 10K.
Because I'm in a good mood.
Yes. And then... Yeah. And then on top of that, please mention where they should tag... Because
wait, man, what are this?
I'm in a good mood.
What are you saying?
I'm right.
Who's giving away the 50K?
You said because I'm in a good mood.
No.
I'm trying to stay him to the fucking right things to say. You say I'm in a good mood. I'm like, I give up. Let him do his thing. I give up. Because I say I'm in a good mood. I'm like, let him stay in my good mood.
What are you talking about?
Let me explain. Let me cook. So on social media, the post has already been out that we are picking 5 winners, and those 5 winners are going to be getting 50K. So if you say it's 10K, it means that we're getting.
But who said? Who said 50? Who approved that?
It's on social media.
Who approved that?
Yeah, who put on?
It was on the Chiller's Punch social media.
Now I don't let manage. Now one man.
We will check it on Instagram and then please make sure that you tag Chiller's Punch. Chiller's Punch has a Instagram page and a Twitter page, an X page.
Okay.
So tag them, follow them to see exactly what the competition is about. And who's far in the lag.
Yeah, but we're not doing the 50K for 4 people. No, we need more winners. We need more chillers to win.
You said, okay, you're mad. But your maths is also not matching.
How?
You're saying that you're going to announce 3 winners here and 2 at Spreading Humors. That's 5. And you're giving them 10K. So what's happening?
Yeah, what happened to that 150K?
Are we getting it?
No, you're not listening.
Every week
for 4 weeks.
Oh, for every week.
Utani mali, that's the problem. Utani mali. Such a simple concept, eh? Niggas are fucking it up. Anyway, so it's 5 chillers, 10K each.
And where do they get the drink? Also at Pick and Pay, right?
Yeah, Pick and Pay, Macro, ShopRite.
Oh.
Yes. By next week, it should be everywhere.
Nice.
For Easter.
Okay.
But anyway, Penduk, anything else you want to talk about my dog?
Yeah, bro, you went to Hyde Park.
Yes.
Did you get to the bottom of what happened? Why are one of the teachers there hanging themselves?
No, I didn't.
On a playground. You know, in Hyde Park, a teacher hanged themselves at the playground.
Mm. At the school.
Hyde Park High, at the field, playing field, yeah. They hanged themselves.
Yeah.
You didn't hear anything. Like, you heard about that, but you don't know why. Like, what happened?
No,
were they bullied by students or what?
I don't know, bro. I don't want to lie to you, eh?
So that's your school, man.
Yeah,
you
that's my school, man. Yeah.
How are the kids there? Problem kids or like
normal kids? Normal kids. Well, when I went there, it was an IB school. I don't know if it still is now. So it was like semi-private. So I don't know how it is now.
Mm.
But we never had any things like that. You know, but... You know,
schools generally don't have things like that. Yeah, teachers are hanging...
Exactly.
...by the rugby post. Like, you hang themselves, like kill them, suicide.
Sheesh, man.
Yeah. When do you hang yourself on a field? Because it's a flat plane of grass.
No, maybe the poles.
Can you think
maybe the
if
tree?
You're thinking Hyde Park, where it's your school ground.
Or maybe
it's
by
your
the,
home ground advantage, bro.
The lights, or it could be
tree.
The goalposts.
I don't know.
Liana, why didn't he go home, bro?
Yeah, because that's fucked up, bro. Like, oh, may soul rest in peace. But, like, the kids who've seen that, I saw a dead body once. Oh, I saw a dead body twice, three times.
Yo!
No, let me explain. Was it three times? In Hillbro, I must have seen a dead body, man. Did I see a dead body in Hillbro? Oh,
I'm really like,
Oh, four times. So let me explain all the times. In Hillbro once, but it was from afar. So, and it trended on Twitter even in Hillbro. I found out on Twitter. No, actually, people were talking about it. So there's a guy on the roof of one of the buildings. They normally like hang clothes, right? And over some dumb shit, apparently. So apparently he won. Like, there's a betting thing. That thing's big, you know, like in Ekasi, even in Hillbro. And a guy had won a ticket, apparently, and told everybody. And then one of his friends or people he thought were his friends came through, killed him, then went to go hang the body on the, at the washing rail. You know the poles, how they are? They're a T-shaped. They hanged him there, you know? So you could see him from, like, far, because it's at the this one of the tallest buildings, man. Oh, I forgot the building's name now. Yeah. And then the first party I ever saw, I was a kid. So my house at Four Slow was by a curb, right? And I think the guy was chased and hacked with, like,
I'm not sorry.
So in the morning, you're fucking this PTPT. Oh, there's a body. I'm like, damn, dead. First time ever. Another time, guy was shot, Roots Drive, Foslo, in my hood, in the CC. He didn't go to the CC or anything, just that's the area it's called, the CC, because there's a church there. You know it, ne? Yeah. Dead. Another one, I was coming back, primary school, coming back from school. I think a guy had committed suicide. So he jumped into, I want to say, Springview on the freeway, N3. I think he jumped into traffic.
Yo.
And the car, like, bah, here. Yeah. So it was like the bust here and then just like things, pink things. And hey, couldn't even see the head. It was just a mess.
This is dark,
up.
Man. This is dark. Man.
Yeah. So.
This is dark.
So, yeah. So, no, I didn't. Come on. It made me who I am. Should be grateful I didn't go to therapy. but now you can imagine. I was a kid then. As a kid, I think you recover from things better. You know what I mean? Like, as you grow, recover.
So would you be able to work in a morgue?
In a morgue?
Do you feel like you can handle?
In mochari?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't, bro. Work dead bodies and motu bambi. Nah, I wouldn't, you know? Mm. So, like, you can imagine now kids seeing that thing. Like, you're going to kill yourself. Why would you kill yourself in a fucking school with kids? Hang yourself. You have a home. There's the Gau train. Dude, like, there's so many places.
That's a public, hey, boy.
No, but you can go inside.
Whoopi.
I don't see I'm a Latin, that's my corner. Go inside, like, where it's dark. There's the train coming. Run. Again. You know what I mean? Like, not like where there's kids, bro. And people shouldn't kill themselves, but if you will, know where there's kids. That's, like, fucked up. Like, imagine the kid who saw it. And then maybe, like, 30, 40 saw it till the teachers came and said, go, you're not allowed here.
And I think for me, it's not even just seeing it, but being told that someone had hung themselves at a space that we hang out in. You know, really, this just makes
you crazy. Hang out also there. He hangs there, you hang there.
Hey, fuck. So
hey, I'm killing suicidal these days, man.
Sorry. Hi, Valentine. It's a public holiday, guys. It's a public holiday.
It's a public holiday. No, I thought because you went to.
Yeah. I don't know anyone that like,
You know, like, you know things. Mm. Sometimes you may move out of spaces, but you'll hear things.
No, zero.
Because you're like, yo, dog, you heard in the group, in your boys' group. You heard, yeah. Oh, apparently that nigga had dead. Or that nigga, you know, had done something and now he was meant to be accountable or something. So I thought maybe you knew the background story.
Ghost Lady, give us something nice to...
Yes, to wrap up, please.
We can't end.
So I fucked up the whole thing now.
Okay. There's a story that touched me. Okay, this is a bit sad.
So give us something now.
I'm like, no, but guys.
Not a student shooting the principal.
It's a public holiday. Do you know what day it is?
Human rights day, yes.
Human rights, yes.
What are we celebrating?
Human rights.
Why? What's the history? What happened?
It's a public holiday.
Okay, school us. Well, what are we celebrating?
And on that note, we are here, man. Podcast and chill, boom.
Not educate you.
I make you a flyer.
Sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yigi, even if when they ask you, how sabi ini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.